this time on Friday when we were sitting here, we were kind of bracing for what could have been a really, really hazardous weekend here in St. Clair County weather-wise. But we survived okay and missed the worst of it. Joining us right now, St. Clair County's Director of Emergency Management, Justin Westmiller. Justin, good morning. Thanks for being here.
Good morning, Paul.
I mean, so what was Friday like for you getting ready for what could have really been a dangerous weekend?
So starting Thursday and into Friday, we were having multiple briefs with the National Weather Service, with emergency management, Homeland Security at the state, and all of our emergency managers around the state kind of getting geared up for what they termed a potentially historic ice storm. And thankfully, I think our communities in St. Clair County were able to sidestep that a little bit. We received a very large amount of rain here in the county, and we started to freeze up a little bit in the late afternoon and early evening, but we were fairly lucky in just receiving rain and not receiving all of those other things, the freezing rain and the snow and the other things that we could have received.
I know, my case, probably like everybody else, on Sunday I went out in the car, was pretty iced over, but by then, by Sunday morning, salt trucks were out, roads were, maybe not the best, but certainly not the worst.
That's correct. We didn't have the large-scale power outages. We didn't have all the loss of service that we could have had. People were able to stay on the internet and stay able to watch TV to get those warnings and other things, the information they needed to get, their telephone service and those things. So we really, although we did receive a number of reports of wet crawl spaces and wet basements, and some small road closures here and there, we were able to avoid the major damage.
But on the downside, that the water levels that already were pretty high have just gone up that much more, haven't they?
They have. We know right now we've got a couple of maintaining road closures. I just received a report that Recor Road is closed from M29 to King Road. And we've also got some other road closures in some areas. So just pay attention for those. If you see water over the road in areas, don't try and cross that, because we don't want people to be stranded in their vehicles. And also, just be careful. There is standing water in places, so be careful.
No, last year around this time, we had a lot of ice buildup out there on the St. Clair River. We don't have any of that yet, do we?
We don't, Paul. I think yesterday and today are the first two freezing degree days, whereas we've been below freezing for the entire day. So we've had a pretty warm winter so far.
Be nice if it stayed that way, right?
It would be fantastic. The longer we can keep our waterways open and we can evaporate that water off, that will be as helpful as it can be for us.
Yeah. So we dodged the worst of it. What about nearby? I know to the west, there were some power outages to the north, certainly, this past weekend. How did Michigan do as a whole, as far as you know?
Well, throughout the state, there were some very dangerous and significant freezing rain events. I know in the mid part of the state, they did receive up to about an inch of ice in the Flint area and north along the 69 and 75 corridor. And then they did get some about 8 inches of snow the farther north you got. So it was significant throughout the state. We were just on the easier side here in St. Clair County.
It was a tough one to predict, too, because we were right on the line. And so as you were looking at the radar map over the weekend, it was like, boy, this could be really bad, or we could luck out.
Yeah. Forecasters, the National Weather Service forecasters, they've got a tough job. And when you're trying to figure out if it's going to be freezing rain, snow, or sleet, you are right at that 31 to 32 degree range. And you've got to be really good at what you do, and they are.
I know there was a lakeshore flood warning, and boy, Lake Huron beaches got hit pretty hard, didn't they?
They did get hit very hard. And this is probably the fifth or sixth time this fall and winter that they've been really hit with northeast winds coming onshore. The seas in Lake Huron were 20 to 25 feet. And by the time they were coming onshore, they were, 8 to 12 feet. And that's a really big onshore surf. And the winds were blowing onshore at 45 to 50 miles an hour. And that was really damaging. We have a few homes that we're going to take a look at today and tomorrow and make reports back.
For people that are dealing with wet basements, and boy, there's a bunch of them out there because we got so much rain on Friday night and Saturday, and there was nowhere for it to go because the ground was fairly frozen.
Yeah, well, the ground is so saturated right now. The report I got on our monthly emergency management call is the Weather Service is reporting that we are 175% saturated throughout the state of Michigan as far as water saturation in the ground. So with this 3 inches of rain that we got, there was just nowhere to put this water. And so that's why you're seeing so much standing water everywhere, in yards, in ditches, in drains, everywhere. There's just nowhere to put it.
It's like a sponge. You can only put so much water into a sponge. By the way, had this been snow, we'd probably have the whole entire area shut down for about a week, wouldn't we?
Yeah, you would have seen, with 3 inches, you would have seen anywhere from 28 to 36 inches of snow, depending on how wet or dry the snow was.
For people that are dealing with wet basements this week, what advice do you have for those folks?
So obviously, you just have to get everything as dry as possible. Pull all of the wet products out of your basement. Get those crawl spaces as dry as possible. Right now, it's frozen, so you're just gonna have to do what you can to rewarm it, to pull it out, to dry it, and get that damaged stuff out of your basement so that you can dry it as soon as possible. Because we want to keep the mold down, and go from there.
Some pumps are working overtime, aren't
Absolutely.
They? All right. Justin, thanks for staying on top of this. Thanks for joining us this
it's
morning.
My
really
pleasure,
appreciate
Paul,
it. Justin Westmiller on WPHM's 18 past 9 o'clock now.